USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying it was a bipartisan effort that led to passage in the Senate yesterday of a new small business coronavirus relief package.
I'd especially like to thank Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and the entire Senate for passing this. I'd also like to thank Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi, who have been working with us round the clock as well.
But partisan bickering continues as well. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying Democrats held up the passage of the bill for partisan reasons. Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, say it was really just to make it a better bill.
We want to be sure that there is safety in the workplace, that people are not laid off, that they have their jobs, they're employed, that their pensions are protected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The U.S. remains critical of China about how it handled the outbreak of coronavirus. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus.
This will be investigated over a period of time, and we will see how it turns out.
Kudlow, making those comments on Fox News, continues.
There's no question the origin of this virus was in China, and a lack of transparency and a lack of factual information is extremely troublesome.
Parts of Southern California rattled overnight by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. It was centered in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. No immediate reports of damage or any injuries. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are new reports that one world leader is near death. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
South Korea's government says there is no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition after a CNN report suggested that that was the case. A spokesman for the South Korean president says that there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea in recent days. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports of Kim being in dire health and that he was being constantly monitored with the possibility that he might not be able to continue to lead that country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has temporarily suspended all immigration to the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The suspension of all immigration is being viewed also as an effort to save as many jobs as possible for Americans. Immigration attorney Paul Aviv Adawasia says many immigrants are skilled workers that could help restore the U.S. economy.
This is not about protecting. This is a time where you want to make things right so that companies do well and economically see less of a struggle, not to just leave them without the right skills and the skilled workers that are essential to those businesses.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.